Hello again. We're back with part three of our mini-series about local sports teams.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, Jason, is that you?
In the flesh. The audio flesh.
Well, welcome back to the world of intros, I guess. Puns included, excluded.
Yeah, thank you for having me back. Appreciate it. You've actually been on all the video calls with the athletes and coaches, but as we can all agree with nowadays, the less people talking on a video call, the better, right?
Yeah, and I feel like I was performing my civic duty by remaining on mute, but that changes today when we share our conversation with a minor league baseball team, the Frisco Roughriders.
Finally, phew. Man, I think people may have been getting tired of my voice, and so, yeah, it's nice to change it up. So, but also, thank you for staying home, staying healthy, and staying on mute.
If you live in or have been to Frisco, Texas, you're probably familiar with the white and gray ballpark off the tollway, home of the Rough Riders, a AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers.
Fun fact about CoServe, we're one of the original sponsors of the Rough Riders, or community partners. We're one of the original community partners when they first started playing back in 2003.
Yes, OG back in 03.
Oh yeah, heck yeah. And we're proud to continue to be community partners with them, even while their season is delayed.
Well, let's jump in, shall we?
Andy Milovich, President and General Manager, and I've been with the Rough Riders since July of 2018, but with the Greenberg Sports Group with our sister franchise in Myrtle Beach for 6 years prior to that.
Eric Haig, Chief Business Development Officer of the Rough Riders. I've been here since October of 19.
I guess we'll kick it off with one question I had. How was your virtual opening day back in April?
The virtual opening day was great by all accounts, considering what it was. It wasn't as great as having, you know, 9 or 10,000 people in the ballpark for an actual opening day. But, you know, our staff was really looking for some ways to kind of stay upbeat and get excited, share our enthusiasm and what we've been working all offseason for with the community. And I think it was a nice break from the reality and what we all were facing. And the engagement was off the charts. We measured our engagement 2019 versus 2020 from a social standpoint. It was nearly double what we had around opening day on opening day last year. So we felt like we got some really good traction, and we incorporated a lot of our partners such as CoServe into the messaging that we were doing. And so from that standpoint, I think it was a great thing and a great way for us to kind of celebrate what would have been opening day.
I think it was something that allowed our staff to get creative and put some new ideas together. And as Andy was mentioning, getting our sponsors involved, because right now, obviously, without the games, we're trying to come up with ways to have them activate and things like that. And so the virtual opening day gave us the opportunity to do that.
That's pretty cool. Have you guys ever done something like that? Or is it the first time the Rough Riders have done something like that where it's all online?
I think it's the first time we've done anything like that. I think you could kind of feel the energy from our staff that was working on it, because it was the first time they were working on something that you were excited and upbeat about. You know, most of what everybody's been dealing with since this turn for the worse has been really negative things, you know, staffing issues, budget cuts, and the things that every business has to deal with in a situation like this. And obviously it's different than anything, you know, any of us have ever encountered. So the chance to kind of sink their teeth into something fun, exciting, and new, you could see how excited they were about having a virtual game.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well,
I think our fans were excited about it too, because at that point in time, we've been shut down for about a month and just looking for a diversion, something different. Mm. So with the different activities that we had starting at 9 a.m. until the fireworks show at the end of the day, I think it gave our fans something to engage with and interact together as well. So I think that was a benefit too.
They drank some hot dogs, ate some hot dogs and burgers and drank some beers. And we saw a lot of that on Twitter. So it was good to see them kind of getting into the spirit of it.
Yeah. There was one person who got really into it, and it was so fun to see. I think he created a whole video of what it would be like to go to the ballpark, and he made it where this ballpark was his house. So I was like, dude, props to that. That is a number one fan right there.
Yes.
Well, and then the other nice thing that at the end of it, as a staff, you know, at the end of the game, we'll get together and maybe have a pop or something and kind of recap what we did. And we did that as a staff too. So at the end of the day, we got our whole group together and kind of gave a cheers to everybody. And what we would normally done in person, we did through Zoom.
Yeah, it was an awesome way, I think, to get the fans involved and kind of lift everybody's spirits, because it is kind of just a crazy time, and it hit just probably at the worst time for you guys with the, you know, opening day. So, but how is the team doing? Are they dealing with the delayed season by training still? Like, what's going on with the team?
Yeah, well, it's interesting, and I think, you know, I think to your point a second ago, we work really hard, and sports teams across the country, whether you're, you know, a major league team, a minor league team, baseball, hockey, basketball, you name it, we work really hard to get engaged in the community and become part of the fabric of that community. And when your whole community is shut down and everybody's kind of feeling down in the dumps, sports is normally what you're turning to during those times. And now you don't have it on TV, you don't have it in person. And so it's just a cool way to kind of try to be there for everybody in spite of what we're all going through. And, you know, now our focus, whether you're on the on-field side of it or the marketing promotions and kind of fan experience side of it, is where do we go from here and what do we do to prepare for whatever's next? And the challenges of that are, we don't know if we'll have a season this year or not. And, you know, that's really hard on us, hard on season ticket holders, hard on our corporate partners and the fans and everybody who's part of the Rough Riders family. And then the unique aspect of minor league baseball is that we have a player development contract, in our case, with the Texas Rangers. So the players and the coaches that we have are under contract with the Rangers. And so we have certain guidelines and restrictions as a community, as a state, as a country, we should be following with regard to social distancing and staying home. But you have a whole bunch of people that are hoping that they're called to spring training in 2 weeks or a month or whatever that would be, and told, hey, you've got a month to get yourself ready and we're playing. And in the off season and leading up to spring training, normally that involves a lot of weightlifting, a lot of conditioning, a lot of hitting and pitching and throwing. And so most of those guys are left to do that on their own at this point. We do have a handful of guys, and I hope I'm not getting them in trouble with the Rangers, that are coming in and using our batting cage and our workout facilities and trying to wipe things down and clean it up and take care of it. And I'm talking 4 or 5 guys. So it's not a lot. A couple of people coming in just to use the outfield to throw in a controlled environment where they are, but for the most part, they've got to get ready for what they hope will be a season on their own. And there's just not a whole lot of interaction, guidance, or coaching or what's going on, which they're used to in the off season, but just prior to the season in a spring training session, they like to have their people with them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really interesting situation because, like, obviously if somebody's on the mound, you know, they can pitch to somebody who's, yeah, you guys are definitely more than 6 feet away at home plate. But it's always like, what if somebody, you know, crosses too close by or something? So,
yeah. So like we're set up and they've done a little bit of live BP on the field here and there. But typically it's a couple of guys in the cage, somebody throwing, somebody hitting, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So there's not a ton you can do. And it's a time of year where these guys are used to being around 25 teammates and a coaching staff and on a bus and in the midst of 5.5 months of being together all day, every day. And most of these people, they haven't had a summer that's free probably since they were 5 years old. And there's a lot of people going stir crazy. There's been some text messages from some of the coaches and people just asking how we're doing and telling us how hard this has been on, because, you know, while the additional family time has been great, it's just, they're not accustomed to having this kind of freedom and this kind of time in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally makes sense. Is there something you guys have been able to do as a team that's been fun, you know, like remotely or, you know, distance wise? What's something you guys have been doing that's, you know, fun as a team?
I think every Friday we do a virtual happy hour with the staff. So in about 30 minutes, we'll all get together and toast the week and talk about what we did and what's going on. And just a good way for us to kind of check in on everybody too and make sure everybody's doing all right. Just personally and mentally, and, you know, nobody's having any issues or anything like that. And while we're not together, it still gives us a great opportunity to bust each other's chops and, you know, goof on people like we normally would if we're all sitting around the office. So, you know, like every other business, it gives us a little bit of normalcy to be able to see each other's face. And that's a great thing about these Zooms and the Teams and things like that. While you're not interacting, you know, together, at least you get to see somebody's face and reaction and things like that. So I think that's probably the biggest thing that we're doing. And then, you know, of course, we're having our department meetings throughout the course of the week and interacting that way too. But I think as an organization, we've been doing a good job of making sure that, you know, everybody's okay and just, you know, checking in with everybody. And as we, you know, we don't know if we're going to have a season, but as we prepare for the season, you know, we're still going ahead and getting our stuff put together and, you know, collecting ads and doing all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we're pretty engaged as a staff as well as we're doing this.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, minor league baseball and a lot of the sports world is comprised of people that have moved from all over the country because this is what we do for a living. And so the majority of the people on our staff aren't from here. And the majority of them, because of the hours we keep and the nature of the sports world, are young. And so they're away from home. So a lot of it is trying to find things like our virtual happy hour, just to check in and make sure people are doing all right. And probably David Dwyer, who oversees our ticket department and has the most young people kind of under his umbrella, has done a really good job of trying to mix it up, what we're doing to have themes and some fun things. So he's had some different costume themed events. He's had cribs editions where you're getting tours of people's apartments and living conditions. He had a virtual prom queen and king selection last week, where people were submitting pictures and different information. And so it's just trying to find ways to take the fun and creativity we normally put into the show for the fans and trying to engage our staff in the same way.
Kind of along those lines, is there a time frame for physical games yet, or is that still up in the air?
Well, because our players are members of the Texas Rangers organization, and that's the case for everybody around the country, there's their priority at the major league level right now is trying to figure out, because they're not dependent on the ticket revenue, we still can't responsibly start encouraging fans to come back to the venue. Major League Baseball is focused on getting started and taking advantage of the TV side of things, which obviously benefits them in a significant way. And so I think you're going to see announcements related to Major League Baseball first. And then, I think as a secondary function of that will be, okay, now let's think about what's realistic with minor league baseball. And look, there's some challenges to it. If you play in empty ballparks and you're flying on charter jets and you're staying at home, Major League Baseball has the ability to control those environments a little better than we could across 160 teams in minor league baseball.
Yeah.
And 160 teams going out to different areas of the country, some of which may have hotspots, some of which may not. Some states may be opened up, some may not be. Adds a whole layer of complexity to our situation that doesn't exist at the big league level. So I think hopefully by the end of May, we'll have some indication as to whether or not we're going to play or not. There has been some discussion that we'll be able to extend our season into the fall, hopefully to get as many openings and dates in as we can. May not be a full schedule, but hopefully there's one. And, you know, if it's determined that it's not safe, which obviously the safety of our communities, our staff and our players is going to come first and foremost, we'll make those adjustments and shift our focus to 2021 and do everything we can to make the best of a tough situation.
We do have one question. This is a fun one. How are the mascots holding up? Daisy and Teddy. Our mascot, Mr. Diggs, is definitely looking forward to seeing them. I know that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, the mascots are ready to get out in the community. It's just a matter of getting the green light. There's the unique thing about minor league baseball is, you know, unlike the big leagues where the players really are the face of your team, we're so focused on families and kids and what we do that the mascot and Brooks are the ones that everybody knows the best. There's occasionally a rehab or a prospect that's coming through that have household name recognition, but but by and large, it's all about the mascots and Brooks for us. And we're excited to get them back out in the community as soon as we have a chance to do so. I know they're eager to do that as well.
Yeah. Putting the mask in mascot, you know, it's going out.
Exactly.
Also, many of our members are Rough Riders fans. Is there anything you guys want to share with them in this time?
Well, I think for us, obviously the fans and the community are why we do what we do. And I think, you know, we're looking for any and all opportunities to try to reach out, support the community and take care of people when and where we can. So, you know, as an example, we just announced a virtual 5K that's taking place on May 25th. And, you know, it's a great way to get out and you run on your own, whether it's a treadmill, whether it's going out for a run, whether it's walking your dogs three times that day for a mile each, anybody can participate and that benefits the North Texas Food Bank. And, you know, it's painful to sit and watch the national news and see lines of people in the DFW Metroplex lined up for food and to hear that 70%+ of those people are first time recipients of the food pantries and those resources. And, you know, this is a scary time for all of us. And so we're looking for ways to continue to get back and to engage and to try to lift the people up and lift the community. And so for us, hang in there, stay safe, be responsible, and, you know, join us for things like that as we continue to find ways to do it. And, you know, we'll try to make the best of a tough situation and continue to have fun with it. And sooner or later, this is going to come to an end. We're going to get back to normal. We're going to start having fun at the ballpark and be engaged the way we used to. And, you know, we're looking forward to that.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you guys so much for sharing. And we're really proud at CoServe to partner with you guys. You guys have been awesome.
No, we appreciate you guys. The relationship's been an incredible one. Eric and I are a little late to the party. We've not been here since 2003, but we recognize the investment that you make in us and in the community and what an important part of the community that you guys are. And, you know, we appreciate everything you guys do for all of us. And welcome the opportunity to find things like this we can partner on in the future.
And you guys have been great during this time too, as we develop different events. And we talked about opening day that you guys were the partner with us for that. Andy mentioned the 5K. I know you guys are getting involved in that with us as well. And, you know, so we appreciate you guys jumping on board and supporting us and our fans with those kind of things. And, you know, it's important at this time that, you know, community partners come together and do these kind of things. So we can't thank you guys enough for all you do for the Rough Riders and the Rough Rider fans.
Well, I think I can speak for all of CoServe when we say you're very welcome and thank you guys for partnering with us. Andy, Eric, thank you guys so much for your time today. And I guess we'll see you at the ballpark.
Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Thanks.
See ya.
Bye.
As you heard the past few weeks, it's a strange time to be in pro sports, but the Rough Riders are making the most of what they can, and they're hopeful that they can take to the field before long.
I don't know about you, Sierra, but I can't wait for Dollar Hot Dog Night to come back. Love me some dogs while watching the Riders play. It's always a great evening.
Yeah, not only the hot dogs, but their dog Brooks is also one of my favorite things about the Rough Riders.
Shout out to Brooks. Mr. Diggs says hi. Thanks for listening to the show. If you have a friend who loves FC Dallas or the Rough Riders, tell them about these episodes. And heck, while you're at it, tell them about the whole show. Sounds so sad when I say it like that, but...
please love us.
Please. We can't guarantee this, but your friend might thank you in the form of free food at the ballpark or stadium next time they see you.
Yeah, maybe even a free jersey. I'd say your kindness is worth a free jersey.
Oh, yes, definitely. Totes.
Thanks again to our friends from FC Dallas and the Frisco Rough Riders. Hope to see you all soon!